So lovely to see you all. It's about 6:02, so I'm going to go ahead and get started with what I was going to say. And thank you, Neil, for putting there's a forum listed in the chat for those who are interested in building community, joining the community, the thriving community that has become kind of emerged around happy hour. So, as I mentioned, I'm one of a number of lucky people who are just coming off of that beautiful retreat, Metta retreat, Metta and Wisdom retreat with Nikki and Sayadaw Ujjagara. And so I'm kind of going to riff based on some thoughts that come out of my experience of the wisdom and Metta on that retreat. It did balance metta with wisdom, Buddhist wisdom, and one of the ways that we can access wisdom in the Buddhist tradition is by really grounding in the body center. And I have a little anecdote about this, actually, and this comes from the early days of the Dalai Lama and his interaction with scientists, neurologists who wanted to study the brain of meditating monks. And His Holiness had arranged to convene a number of meditating monks together, and the scientists were going to present and attempt to persuade them to participate in these studies. So they had outfitted one monk who'd already said yes with all these little, you know, they put these little sensors all over their heads to read the functional MRI, and had brought him out on stage to show him to everyone else. And when the scientist got out there, all the other monks just bust out laughing. And the scientist was really puzzled. He was like, why are all these monks laughing? Does this guy look ridiculous? Is that the problem? And finally, one of them stopped laughing long enough to say, well, no, it's not that. It's because you've put the sensors all over his head, and everybody knows that the mind is in the heart. Isn't that beautiful?
So sweet, yeah.
Yeah. So I want to talk about appreciating the three centers of wisdom within us. Of course, they're all in our bodies. That's what we have to work with. But, of course, there's the center of wisdom we all know about in this culture, which is the head, right? And then there's the center of wisdom that those Tibetan monks were talking about, which is here in the heart center. And then there's the center of wisdom that is in the belly. I'm sure you've all heard or said the phrase a gut feeling or gut instinct. That's there too. And it turns out that science has discovered over the years that it's not just our heads that have neurons in them. We also have what are called basal ganglia, neuronal clusters around our hearts and in our guts. So when you're having a gut feeling, you are actually feeling something from your own mind, your own gut center of wisdom. Another way of thinking about this embodied wisdom is through our mirror neurons, which are neurons that pick up on the actions, the expressions, the gestures of other people and actually other living beings. Maybe you've experienced, as I did recently, joy by seeing an animal frolicking. We went on a kayaking trip recently for my sister for her birthday, and it was to kayak with sea otters. And I swear, it was just like the universe sending a birthday present to her. We were in the same kayak, and towards the end of the trip, this gigantic sea otter swam right up to the kayak, frolicked, put its back flippers up on the kayak, and then just looked up at her, batting its eyes for a while, and then it took a nap. Now, if that doesn't induce joy, what will, right? So, you know, most of us see things like squirrels or kittens or puppies more often, but kayaking is, you know, otters are another option. Mm-hmm. So this is a kind of harmony and attunement that can happen, right? Where we see something that moves us, and it actually kind of literally moves our heart. The neurons in our heart light up. Our heart lights up. Our mind lights up. You see this also in the kind of harmony and attunement with singing together or dancing together. Or I used to practice Tai Chi with a group. We would do Tai Chi together. And all of that would bring this sense of connection, right? This attunement. Even eye contact, a wave. These days, in the age of masks, a smile is a precious thing, right? A hand on the heart can light something up. So it's perhaps no accident that in the Buddha's ancient discourses, there are suttas, discourses that talk about loving kindness in terms of the monks moving as one, connecting, collaborating, acting as one when cleaning up or cooking or setting something up. They also talk about viewing each other with kindly eyes, with mutual appreciation. And they talk about how this builds the process of private and public shared acts of loving kindness among each other. So, I'm going to start our meditation by asking you to attune to yourself, attune to your own body. You can start by closing your eyes. And as you do, just know that I'm going to set a safe container now. I've muted everyone. You can't unmute yourselves. And I have also suspended the chat just for the time of the meditation so that we can have a quiet space together. And at the end of that, you'll be free to chat again, both verbally and by typing. So, closing your eyes and softening them, softening the internal gaze. And when you soften the internal gaze, looking within, and perhaps even as if you could look down and inward at your own heart center, or even your own belly center. Allowing the eyes to soften, the face to soften. Perhaps taking a couple of long, slow, deep breaths, as much air as wants to come in. And with a long, slow exhale, allowing the belly to soften. And taking a moment to feel into, to attune to this body, this lifelong companion. Our bodies may not be perfect, they almost never are. But this isn't about the image of your body or the imperfections, but just the felt sense of the aliveness of this body, this instrument of being, our instrument of moving through life, of wisdom. Perhaps feeling the sensations of the feet, on the floor or the mat, cushion. The sensations of your seat. Perhaps your back is supported. Feeling the back of the body and sensing into the safety, the support in your own room and in this virtual Zoom room. Feeling the body as a whole. Appreciating it. And allowing the attention to settle on whatever anchor, primary object for meditation is most hospitable, most welcoming for you. It could be attuning to the breath. It moves in and out the chest where the heart center is. Or the belly relaxed and moving in and out. Allowing that soft internal gaze to take the whole breath in. Perhaps more globally, sensations of the entire body, cradled as if in your soft hands. Allowing each out-breath to release any excess tension. Allowing each in-breath to invite more presence, more vibrancy, aliveness here. It can be helpful, as was mentioned yesterday, to allow a soft smile at your lips. Inviting relaxation. Inviting presence, attunement. Or perhaps a hand on the heart, or belly, or both. Inviting a connection between the wisdom of the heart. Resting in the breath, in sensations of the body. Allowing the attention to collect, unify in your kind attention. feeling into the sensations in the heart center and the center of your chest, allowing with kindness whatever's there. Feeling into the sensations of the whole body, receiving this moment. Appreciating each arising with kindly eyes. Allowing exactly what is. If the mind wanders, that's what minds do. See how gently and kindly can invite awareness of this moment, this body, this heart, allowing thoughts to arise and fade into the peripheral vision of the mind, the background, just for now. And here, grounded in the body, the invitation is to stay grounded in this body, receiving the sensations, resting in the breath for the chosen anchor. Also turning that soft, kind internal gaze again to the heart center. And if it feels right, allowing the memory, symbol, or image of some kind of being who you attune to naturally, happily, and simply. Frolicking otter, puppy, a cute squirrel, or perhaps a dear person, a child, or a simple, uncomplicated friend. Even a symbol of what is sacred or divine, source, or nourishment for you. Noticing how connecting with this feels in the heart. Perhaps making an internal smile or gesture of appreciation towards this other, this appreciated or beloved or cared for one. Feeling the resonance. Offering a sense of appreciation, perhaps on the out-breath or with that imagined gesture, expression. And receiving, pausing and receiving on the in-breath. Attuning, resonating, harmonizing. If it helps to focus this sense of attunement, you can drop words in to this resonance between you and this other. Being sure to allow the word or the intention to ripple through every part of this body, this heart, mind. See. Happy, healthy, easeful. Peaceful. Free. Using some or all of these words slowly, or whatever words in whatever language resonate for you. Or simply, silence of metta, attuning with friendliness, appreciation, beneficence. Allowing the intention of goodwill to ripple through the way a water droplet ripples a clear mountain lake, or to suffuse, pervade the way water fills a sponge. away clouds, gather for a nourishing rain, or the way the sun shines on everything. Peaceful. Peaceful. Free. And if it feels right to continue in resonance with this other one, please do. Or the invitation is to let go of that person, being, animal, other, source, and allow these intentions, this glow, radiance, to ripple through every body, every part of your body, every cell, every muscle, every pore. Rippling, radiating, softly spreading all through the body, all through the heart, through all of the mind. No part left out. Meeting anything that arises and allowing it in a field of friendliness. And if it feels right, it's all right to extend these good wishes in all directions, or allow whatever arises to come to this heart, to this body, and be met with this friendliness. Perhaps including all the other beings in our Zoom room, the bodies here. All of the hearts and minds listening later to this. Beings seen and unseen. Known and unknown. Allowing, resonating. A sense of metta to infuse awareness itself. See. Peaceful. Peaceful. Free. Perhaps allowing the sensations of the body, the breath, to be suffused with this kindness, friendliness, care. And in the last moment or two of this meditation, returning the kind internal gaze to your own heart, this heart and this body, this lifelong companion, appreciative gaze, kindly eyes, feeling into sensations of the belly, the heart, the body, and taking a moment to appreciate the intention too. No matter how on or distracted or focused, pleasant or unpleasant the meditation is, it cultivates this beautiful intention, beneficial conditions, soil for the arising of future beautiful flowers of metta. Thank you all for your kind attention. And I just want to check in. If anybody wants to, you can stay internal if you like. That's perfectly fine. Or if you like, you can share either in the chat or verbally just a word or two about what that was like for you. Anything that feels natural to share. If you put in the chat to everyone, it'll be shared with everyone. If you want to just chat to me, I'll share the comment anonymously with the group. That's up to you. Let me allow chatting again. And you can now also unmute yourself if you want to share that way. Perhaps since we have more than one screen of people, raise your Zoom hand if you want to share verbally. That way I can see you. Yes. Don, please.
Hi, everyone. For me, it was physically really uncomfortable. And so I was practicing being comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Wonderful. Yeah. Being comfortable with something is another expression of kindness, right? Allowing your body to just be how it is. So thank you for sharing that dimension of the practice. Anybody else? Responses? Comment, question, complaint? So those of you who are regulars at Happy Hour know that what for some people is the favorite part is coming up now, which is to join breakout rooms and talk with each other. And I see people dropping off, and that's okay. please know that there's actually quite a bit of research out there that suggests that connecting with people after practicing metta actually magnifies the benefits of the practice of loving kindness and the benefits of connecting with others in community. So just keep that in mind. The usual breakout rooms are about 3 people, right? The nod is fine. Okay, so I am now sending you off, and we'll see you in about 6-7 minutes. Please just share how that was for you, giving each person at least a minute or two of time. And if you want to discuss more specifically how it was for your body, that's great. How it was to relate to your body that way. See you in a little bit. Okay, welcome back, everybody. So I just want to invite you to share how that was for you. Any insights, questions, anything that came up in the groups that you'd like to share? You can do it in the chat or verbally, whichever you prefer. You can just unmute yourself and talk. Oh, okay. 650-323. Please go ahead.
Hey, Don, it's Michael.
Michael.
Deep bows for your sweet talk. We loved you bringing in the aspect of the heart being the part of the mind-body, and it was very sweet. And also, I was on that retreat, and I thought Bhante was amazing. So deep bows, and thank you for your sweet teaching.
Thank you so much, Michael. Yeah, Bhante was amazing. I've had the very good fortune of taking teachings from him twice before. So thank you, and thank you for bringing some of the retreat in. Anybody else? Responses to the discussion you had with people, or to the talk, to the meditation, questions, anything? You didn't talk to each other at all. Okay, I see. It's this. Oh, go ahead. Wait, let's see. I think that's Mike. Is that Michael again? Or you've just still got your hand up. How about you, Don, please?
Hey, I just want to say I really enjoyed talking with Barbara and Terrence. And I think it is a really important part of the practice. So I just want to say thank you.
Thank you, Don. I appreciate that. Yeah, there's actually been scientific studies that have been done, and I posted one with, I think it was the last time that I came and taught here, it's linked to that talk, that explore how the metta practice really helps with sort of social satisfaction in relationships. And that practicing right after metta, might be in a different study, actually shows to increase people's feelings of connection with each other. It's not that you need a scientific study to tell you how you're feeling in these breakout groups, but... So, anyway, we have time for one more maybe before we close out and dedicate the merit if anyone has anything they want to add. We'll take the silence as its own profound beauty. And just want to take a moment to dedicate the merit of this practice. So tuning in again to your heart, to your body. And may any nourishment, any goodness, any kindness, compassion, openness that we have generated through our practice here together May that be a benefit in our lives, in how we show up, and in all of those our lives touch, in all that those lives touch. And may it ripple outward, further and further, so that all beings may benefit everywhere. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. And may all beings be free. Thank you, everyone. It's very good to be with you. I always enjoy happy hour sangha. It's a beautiful sangha.